The governor was joined by a host of state lawmakers and members of conservation organizations in the Conservancy's Nature Center in front of a giant aquarium filled with large fish and a sea turtle. DeSantis touted the progress his administration has made so far when it comes to water quality issues, including starting the blue-green algae and red tide task forces and appointing the state's first-ever chief science officer and chief resilience officer. When he took office, the governor asked for about $625 million for Everglades restoration efforts and wound up getting even more in his first year. Now he says he's asking for that amount next year and for it to be guaranteed for the following 2 years. And he says because current laws and penalties for municipalities that pollute aren't strong enough, they often see fines as just the cost of doing business. He says the current system does not have enough bite to be persuasive.
We're going to do a 50% increase in the amount of fines that people will face, particularly the municipalities who have had a problem with this. But what we will also seek the power to do is to allow the DEP to not only assess that increased fine, but to assess daily fines at that level until the harm has been fixed.
The governor says that should change the calculus for municipalities, creating better incentives to make sure their infrastructure is in good working order. The Conservancy of Southwest Florida's president and CEO, Rob Moher, applauded the announcement and said quite a bit has changed in just 1 year.
I think if there's one thing that's changed in the last year, is we've stopped thinking about these issues as environmental issues, and we see them now as economic, as health, as quality of life, as community issues. And all the partners in this room have really broadened the net of people thinking about the water quality issues, the land issues, and the wildlife issues.
Governor DeSantis says this is just the first of a number of announcements he'll be making as we head toward the 2020 legislative session. Mike Kinnairy, WGCU News.